it's, you know, there's a lot of frustrations after that game. You know, hopefully after the pain of this one goes away, we got a lot of things we can build off of. And I hope guys don't view it as, you know, a missed opportunity or missing our shot, because I think we can definitely build upon a lot of the things we did this year.
You think anything needs to change to help you guys get over the hump, or just?
Well, I think, it's important that we don't get comfortable, complacent. I think, obviously, you know, this team has evolved since I've been here, and I feel like, you know, you have to, there's going to be changes. We have to embrace change, and we have to really, like I said, capitalize on or look at the things we did well, build upon them, and, you know, if we can tweak a few things, you know, hopefully it'll help us get back to the postseason and, you know, get some wins.
How much you need Albert back, and what would your plea to the guys upstairs be on that?
Albert's been, you know, since I've been here, he's been a big part of what we've done, and he's gotten a lot better as a player. You know, there's very little doubt that he's the most dominant defensive tackle in the game, and we build, especially pass rush-wise, we build a lot of the stuff we do around what he can do. He, you know, at times can't be blocked, single team or double team. So, you know, it would be huge for our success. But, you know, there's also a comfort level on the depth and the play of the young guys that we've had this year.
If he's not re-signed, I mean, how does that send a bad message to the defense?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, factors and variables about whether we re-sign him or whether we can re-sign him. You know, he's a big reason we were a top defense this year, and you know, there's going to be some adjustments and that we'd have to make without him.
For you, how long do you think it'll be before you'll be 100% and ready to go?
I really didn't feel anything after the game. You know, obviously I'm not, I wasn't 100%, and I wasn't as effective as I would like to have been. But, you know, hopefully I can use this time, just rehab, continue to hit it hard for a couple of weeks, and hopefully it'll be behind me.
What about the potential of losing your defensive coordinator? Does that change philosophy for the defense at all?
Possibly. You know, obviously a D coordinator is going to put his stamp on what we do defensively. You know, it would be a big loss for us. Coach Schwartz has been one of the top coordinators, you know, in the league for a long time, and you know, he's also been a huge reason for our success. You know, to his credit, things have changed since I've been here, since he's been here, and he's shown, you know, a lot of foresight and adaptability, and you know, I think we've really fine-tuned a lot of things on defense. So, you know, hopefully new coordinator can come in and you know, see the thing that we did well, and, you know, build off of what Schwartz established here.
Do you set a schedule for yourself over the next couple of months, or how do you approach it?
Like I said, I've got to finish up rehabbing so I can put this injury behind me. Then, you know, I'll probably take a step back and just get away a little bit. You know, it's been a long season. You know, I would like to come back and get back to some of the things I did well when I had, you know, Pro Bowl seasons. But, you know, again, my frustrations in this game was that, you know, when it comes to playoff time, I'd like to be a playmaker and help this team win, and I don't feel like I did that on Saturday. So, you know, you know, I don't know if I let some people down, but I feel like, you know, my role in this defense is to be a playmaker, and I want to get back to that.
No more important position than quarterback. Is it important for the continuity of this team that number five be back?
It's not my decision. You know, there's a lot to be said for continuity in the National Football League. But at the same time, it's a long off season. Whatever changes at quarterback or any position that we make, you know, we've got time to adjust to it. And that's one of the things Coach Fisher's done a good job of, is when there's change at positions, or you know, when somebody goes down, the next guy goes ready.
If Kerry is not re-signed, I mean, guys, do you have the confidence that Vince will pick it up and get it going?
Oh, absolutely. Vince came in, you know, and he's been a winner at every level. He'll be a winner at this level. You know, I think he's had an opportunity to to step back and see this team do well, this offense do well, and I think this is really a good learning season for him.
In your final meetings, what was the message from the coaches?
It was short. There wasn't really a message. It was, the coaches are hurting just like the players are, and he told everybody just to take a step back and just enjoy your time that you have to yourselves. You just get your mind off football a little bit.